Hello there, it's Dominique Vail here, founder of Invisi Youth Charity and your host for our monthly quick boost of life advice and perspectives with our Invisi Youth Chat Sessions podcast show, Audio Flash Files. You know the motto is that in 20 minutes or less, you'll learn an empowering tool you can incorporate into your life for more success and joy, especially for Invisi Youth's medically adultish population. But we know people love to get the most out of life in all facets, so everyone is welcome. And trust, we're gonna have fun and laugh while we get real on tangibly empowering advice that'll make all the non-medical parts of your life all the better. When you go through all the types of relationships and dynamics that create the makeup of our communities, one that often gets overlooked is in the place that many young people spend most of their time, online. We're talking about those online and digital relationships, the communication that you have in the text comment sections and DMs that connect to so many digital social platforms we each have at the touch of our screens. So now, while you're using a digital device to listen to this podcast, we want you to get the best steps on strengthening this part of your routine so communicating with your online people gets better and better. Now, let's take a beat and I'm going to pour myself a bit of sparkling pomegranate juice and open up today's file. So let's get into it. We're calling today's flash file, Make the Comments and DMs a Better Place with All Those Online People. Truly, we all know that when it comes to the people we know in the digital spaces of our lives, whether they're people we also know in real life that comment on our socials, or they're just the online friends we've never met, it's important to make our spaces safe and enjoyable. We never want to deal with those negative, mean, or overbearing comments and DMs, so let's figure out how to improve communicating with the online people. Now, you might be wondering, why spend an entire Communication Mediator audio flash file episode focusing on online friendships? Because they're not really part of the fabric of relationship dynamics. But we would have to disagree to that because the amount of average time we spend on social media warrants that these digital relationships, while an outer layer of personal value, hold a lot of time in our daily routine. According to Forbes research with data from USSwitch, the average annual hours on social media was 1,300 hours in 2022 alone. And Gen Z spends almost 9 hours per day in front of a screen, averaging that at 2.5 hours minimum on social media platforms daily. That is so many hours, guys. But it stems beyond the amount of time we're on social media. You gotta think how that digital time impacts your in-real-life tech and time. Technology and telecommunications analyst Roger Enter from Recon Analytics within the Forbes research said that social media can eat into other forms of communication because you're just writing and not talking face to face, so it can change your communication patterns from a largely receiving mode to an interactive one, because with social media, communication is visible beyond the parties involved in the conversation, which is different than in-person communication. I mean, there are now even therapists for trauma that have specialties in media trauma and how we can build up anxiety and depression from our social media usage and interactions online. Who would have thought that Instagram, TikTok, and beyond could consume so much of our way of communicating and talking? When it comes to the dynamic of the relationship with your online friends or digital relationships, you have to first think of the fact that these people are on the outer layer of your intimacy circles. Even if they're people you know in real life, once they enter your social media world, it puts a bit of distance in the intimacy of your communication. And when they're not part of your daily life, those people that you don't know well, you don't hang out with, and you don't see in person, they're the happy birthday, cool photo kind of people in the comments. The online friends are part of the highlight reel of your life. They're part of only the elements of your life that you choose to share, and vice versa. These are the dynamics that hold a small part of intimacy, but they still are stages ahead of the random person walking down the street. Now add on to this being a person with chronic illness or disability, And there being times in life when the digital spaces are where you spend most of your time. When your health can create challenges for you to go out or do social activities, or you're working from home, so it's the digital way of relying on those relationships even more to fill the social holes that might pop up. If you're not seeing those IRL friends, you spend more time online on the social media apps and even sharing, commenting, or looking at what others are doing, both in your inner circle and those that you don't know. What becomes a passing by usage can fill more of your time and importance, and it is valuable to note and remember that to not overuse social media in lieu of your real life experiences, because adapting to even have a few minutes outside or with others or changing your scenery in your home space can be valuable to well-being. Similar to the relationship dynamic with coworkers and classmates or doctors and nurses, your online people are those that you cannot spend time nurturing and developing the bond with. There's a distance that's like two parallel lines that are running tandem with each other, but never truly intersecting. So the typical communication or relationship tips and advice you could use with family, friends, or romantic relationships in your life can't really apply here. And given the fact that you're only relying on the form of communication through receiving those comments, it muffles the strength you have in the reading of body language, using verbal tones, or relying on built-up emotional trusts. Like I said earlier, it can be a communication blocker in the online friend dynamic that you can only work on typing out words as a form of communication or adding the occasional emoji as the only social cue you have for assistance. When the communication is basically all reactive, meaning that these people are leaving you comments or DMs to things you've chosen to post or share about yourself and your life and vice versa, you have to always be on the reply mentality and thinking of what you want to say or share. Especially when people write questions or comments that you feel might be intrusive or beyond your comfort of sharing in a communication platform that's public. It's important in the relationship dynamic with online friends to keep in mind that you're on the outer layer of intimacy circle than with others that you would experience daily life with or the IRL life with. Because you are both reacting, offering advice and congrats, and sharing based only on what both of you are choosing to share, and not the in-between bits they would just experience if it wasn't only on a social platform. In order to make that digital space the best for your mental well-being, you need to make sure you have your sharing and responding styles well-developed. That way, your online relationships will remain fun and supportive both ways. And with a chronic illness or disability, spending time building your online community in a supportive manner is valuable. I mean, really, you are listening to this podcast and found it from probably following InvisiYouth Charity on social media and adding us to your online community. Because this demographic learns from one another and leans on each other in a personal and direct manner from their social media platforms, a lot of the online friends and digital relationships you have provide more value to you than a random stranger or commenter. So when you get those uncomfortable, intrusive, judgy, or too personal comments or DMs, it can hurt more than a random person on Instagram telling you they hate your caption or your outfit that you're wearing. It connects to your health, your disability, and the way that you're going about your life. But you have to remember that this dynamic is a community that you are building for yourself to serve you, boost you up, and for you to also give that advice and boost up in return. It's not a place for you to be taken down, judged, or feared to be yourself, or to provide those anxieties to another person. A wise individual said that you need to ask yourself, how many people would you personally invite into your home or even into your bedroom? And that number should not be as many followers as you have on social media, guaranteed. You cannot allow the entire online friend layer of people that hold a personal value to you really impact you with their personal opinions and perceptions when they don't fully know you and they are not people you would fully trust in the innermost sanctuaries of your own home as well. Online friends and digital relationships are super important, and they help boost you, give you advice, let you laugh and grow. Some of those online friendships can even then develop into real life friendships. But they are not all meant to impact your perception of yourself, and they're not meant to hurt your well-being. So that's where our advice comes in, to give you an option of how to improve the way you handle the comments and DM form of communication with this digital relationship dynamic. Now that I've told you the whys, I'm going to explain the how and the technique here to take the steps to achieve this end goal that we've been talking about. And to do that, you know we're opening up InvisiYouth Galaxy Glossary to our latest edition. Fence and bushes practice. This proactively reactive noun is the application of communication method that enables you to pre-establish the boundaries on personal topics you do not want to share with outer layer individuals, while having in-the-moment thought tools on your responses in digital questions, inquiries, commentary, and more, so that you are comfortable using those apps and platforms to add or maneuver around those comments and topics, so your personal space is protected. Yes, it is named fence and bushes practice for a very literal, more idiom-styled reason. So, the proactive style of this practice is the fence meaning, that you need to know what walls, fences you want to keep up and maintain at all times in your digital communication. And the reactive side of the practice is the bushes meaning, that idiom beat around the bush. So you have the tools and reply cues that you like to use to divert, ignore, or reject answering comments or DMs that you do not want to answer on the online relationship people. Now that the name makes a bit more sense, here's some steps that you can incorporate into this digital communication. So the first step is gonna be before you even get to the stage of receiving a comment or DM that's worrisome, making you anxious, or feeling a bit intrusive or overbearing of any kind. It's the prep work and your internal conversation, the fence building. You need to think about what are your boundaries and barriers of what you're comfortable sharing with the general public about your chronic illness or disability or aspects of your life that your health impacts. You have to think of it more specifically as if you were a random stranger asking you this question, and not so much, oh, this is a person who comments or posts all the time, we're online friends. Because if you start wanting to divulge details to the friend portion of their description, you'll stop thinking about the online portion that makes your replies public. Build your fences of what you are okay sharing about, talking about, and what needs to stay closer to you and your inner circle of trust. When you know ahead of time what you're not willing to go past as your boundary fence in communication, you know when online people are putting up comments or DMs that are pushing to open that fence. So then we go to the next step, the reactive portion. Once somebody adds a comment or DM from your online community that gives you an immediate internal reaction, it's that inner self reacting with that, this is too much, or gosh, I don't want to answer that, or even that's a bit judgy, mean, or rude to write to me. And you're trusting your intuition that's reacting to make you uncomfortable or uneasy about it. When you recognize that a comment or DM goes beyond your fence, you tap into the communication bushes and the skills of beating around the bush that you've planted. You might be thinking, oh, so you're saying I need to just ignore the comment or DM. And for some of you, just not answering those online people when the communication goes too personal is your verbal bushes. But for many of you, you want to reply, and knowing your confident style in replying and communicating allows you to know, how am I going to beat around the bush and reply without actually replying? Whether that's using humor or sarcasm, being blunt and saying something is too personal to answer, or answering one part of a comment without fully answering it and doing a bit of verbal gymnastics, you know the style of talking you are the most confident in, and you lean into it in your reply. The importance about reactive verbal bushes is that you're still keeping the online relationship active and you're setting the precedence that your online space is the one that you're in charge of so that it will feel happy and at ease for you. It's not a place where you can feel pushed to reply to things you don't want to, that are intrusive, or comments that could be hurtful to you personally will not be allowed there. Since we're coming to the end of our InvisiYouth lesson with audio flash files, you know I'm going to tell you a quick life story. And this was actually a bit hard for me to figure out because truthfully, and to the annoyance of InvisiYouth Charity's younger volunteers over the years, I don't really use social media beyond the admins for InvisiYouth's platforms or keeping up on birthday messages and life updates for cousins and friends that live far away. Or me starting my professional Instagram on my 30th birthday this past January. So back when I was 16, I needed to have spinal correction and fusion surgery. And since I was really private about my life, and definitely about the inner workings of the new chronic illness I was dealing with at the time, I definitely didn't want to share with the wide world and community around me that I was going into surgery that summer. Beyond my family, I just wanted my very close circle of friends to know, but my best friend at the time, and she's still one of my best friends, we'll call her Marie, she wanted to throw me a party before my surgery. As she called it, the hope it goes well, good luck with the surgery kind of party. And while I wasn't super keen on the theme, I did agree to it as long as it was friends of mine who had already been told about my surgery. So the party happens, it was a lot of fun, and my surgery came and went, and I was out of the hospital and recovering at home. When my friend Marie then mentioned to me that more people knew I had surgery, and it was because a mutual friend of somebody who was at the party had wrote on my old social media platform. They wrote a comment and said, "Hey Dominique, I hope you're doing well after your back surgery." I was immediately anxious by that, because I didn't want more people to see the comments, start writing about it, and knowing about my spine surgery. Because then that would open up into more questions about my health, and I wasn't at a stage in my chronic illness journey that I felt comfortable sharing more. So I knew my fence that I would not share about my health experiences publicly, and I wouldn't budge on the fence, so I couldn't answer the question directly. And since this was an online friend and not a close friend to me, I wanted to comment on the post while beating around the bush. So my confident communication style when I'm struggling is a use of humor and diversion. I wrote the comment back being, "Hey, I'm doing great. How's your summer? I'm kind of keeping my extracurriculars on the down low, LOL, but I love the relaxation. How's your SAT prep been going?" I used the theory of our fence and bushes practice to still reply to the comment, but not answer the question or acknowledge it, and diverted it away by talking about something else. And you know what? No more surgery comments happened again, so the fence and bush practice was a success. Now that we're checking out a story time and back into the InvisiYouth lesson, we are at the end of this file, so I'm going to wrap it up. And while every audio flash file from InvisiYouth Charity with all of our resources has one thing in common, I'm going to remind you of that. We encourage you to try our life-improving tools and mindsets and disagree if it doesn't work for you. Fall anywhere on the agree or disagree spectrum with this life-improving resource to see how it integrates into your relationship dynamics, your communication style, your social media usage, and your way of living life. Now here's our final drip of knowledge to close this file. When you think about the dynamic of the relationships with your online people, you have to first think of the facts that these are people on the outer layer of your circles. Even if they're people you know in real life, once they enter your social media world, it puts a bit of distance into the intimacy of your communication. Because digital communication, a lot of it is on the receiving end, or can be public because your commentary is for others to see. You have to remember the online relationships are happening in a digital space and not real life, and so you want to keep yourself and your well-being protected. And the social media platform is exactly that, a platform for digital social engagement. It's not for stressing you out and making you mad and sad. You need to know ahead of time what are your boundaries and what you won't share or divulge online, while also knowing how to feel the most confident when talking. So when you get a comment or DM that spikes your stress, anxiety, or needs to reply to an online friend, you know how to beat around the bush and only answer in a way that's respectful to you, but respectful to your wants on what you would like to be shared, especially when it comes to your chronic illness or disability journey. Know your communication fences and be aware of how to beat around those verbal bushes so your online people can recognize that you're creating a safe space for yourself while also keeping the comments and DMs a fun place for everyone involved. I hope you've gotten some practical mindset advice and perspective for that all-important non-medical aspect of your life with chronic illness and disability. And like we always say at Invisi Youth, adapt and thrive so you can keep carving that lane of success and joy for yourself in all its rebellious game-changing glory. Make sure you have subscribed to the Invisi Youth chat sessions. Click the like and write a positive comment on this episode, please. Give it 5 stars or a thumbs up and share it with your friends, followers, or family. And come back when I pull out another audio flash file. Chat soon.